It's a Wednesday, and we have the chance to visit with Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com, and we tee it up in an exhibition game that you can see on Fox Sports Midwest beginning at 3. Mike Matheny makes his return to St. Louis, and the Kansas City Royals will be in town. Brian Walton, always good to visit with you. We were wondering if we would have baseball at any point in 2020. Well, lo and behold, we're going to have baseball at Busch Stadium, albeit without fans today, but baseball is back. I know you're excited about this. This is kind of like Christmas morning for baseball fans, isn't it?
It really is, Dan, and, you know, there have been a lot of trials and tribulations, but the fact that we're, you know, like 48 hours away from the first real games that count in the last 9 months, and, you know, when have we ever gone 9 months without baseball? I mean, it's just it's such a tremendous testament to the work of hundreds and hundreds of people to, you know, get to this point that, you know, they're actually going to be able to play Major League Baseball games, and we're going to be able to watch them, and you're going to get to call them.
Yeah, I'm so excited about it, and I had my doubts, but until they told me that games were canceled, I was always positive about this. And after the 4th of July weekend, when we came out of that, I don't know about you, but when we came out of that, I thought, oh boy, you know, the testing was really shaky. I think that's probably the best way to put it. You know, they had some places didn't have the proper testing in place. Some places were missing the testing. And I thought, well, you know what? Some of the players are just going to say, this is crazy. The heck with it. But to their credit, they stayed with it. And I give Major League Baseball and the players that have stuck with this a ton of credit. So credit where credit's due. They stayed with it. And I think we're going to have a full Major League season. I really do, even when they get on the road. Now, we'll see how it plays out, but so far, so good.
That's right. And just last night, Mike Schilt, you know, acknowledged the importance of the cooperation that everybody's providing, the importance not only for the game but for the country. But he also said, hey, ultimately, someone across the game is going to test positive. It's bound to happen. You know, things are going to happen. But everybody has been diligent. They've done all the right things. And, you know, baseball, like you said, they're ready to play.
In terms of the game today, Mike had indicated that Miles Michaelis, at least the plan, is to have him go five innings. He was last year's opening day starter. That'll be Jack Flaherty this year. So Michaelis today will go five innings. Carlos Martinez, if all goes to plan, would give you four. What are your thoughts going into this exhibition with Kansas City today?
Well, this is a last chance for these two to get game action in preparation for their first starts. The way that Mike Schilt has structured the rotation in the home series, Flaherty, Wainwright, and Hudson will pitch. And so on the first road trip, which will be in Minnesota, then Michaelis and Martinez will start those two games in order. And I think the idea is to have maybe the more experienced guys, you know, pitch in those first games on the road. And, you know, as we discussed, all these games are going to be, you know, extremely important. And, you know, getting off on the right foot at home is one thing, but doing it in unfamiliar territory, especially unfamiliar territory in the, you know, Target Field, is going to be really important for the team. So I think they want that experience that Michaelis and Carlos provide them.
Yeah, I give you credit from day one as one of the most, asked questions was, would Carlos be the closer or would he be a starter? And you said from the get-go, you said, nah, not so fast. I look at Carlos Martinez being a starter, and lo and behold, he's a starter. What do you think of this decision by Mike and Mike Maddox to make him a starter?
Well, I would love to say that I have some kind of, you know, exceptional brain power that I'm able to ascertain this stuff myself. But the reality is I listen very, very closely to what John Mozeliak says, to what Mike Maddox says, to what Mike Schilt say. And Schilt has been very clear all along that at the end of last year, they sat down with Carlos Martinez and they said, Carlos, we know you want to start, but here are the things that you have to do both in your workouts and in your preparation and in your mental work to earn that berth back. And Mike has been very, very clear all spring and all through this time that Martinez has done everything that they've asked of him. So while he never said Carlos is in the rotation, it was very, very clear he wasn't going to say all these things publicly and then pull the rug out from Carlos at the last minute and disappoint him. That's not what a smart manager does, whether you're managing for IBM or whether you're managing a Major League Baseball team. Now, KK Kim, from the moment that he was signed, he was rotation insurance. You know, we thought initially, well, you know, he might step in if Carlos stumbled. But then when Michaelis, you know, started to have arm problems in the spring, it looked like he was going to step in for Michaelis, and that probably would have happened if the season had started on time. And now, you know, we didn't know for sure whether they would get through this camp if, you know, Wainwright or somebody else got injured. But it all came down to the point that, hey, everybody's healthy, everybody's ready to go, the starters are stretched out, and so how do you get your next best pitcher meaningful innings? And the way to do that, they decided, was taking closer, which I think is makes a lot of sense. It's, you know, we're going to see. This is uncharted territory for Kim, but, you know, they want their best guy in those critical situations, and he certainly has experience.
What about the fact that teams have not seen him, that he's deceptive? We saw that with Sungwan Oh. Do you think that would be the same with Kim?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's got four pitches he can throw for strikes. Now, he's not going to blow him by with velocity as a prototypical closer, but he's a smart guy. He can pitch. We've seen that. And he's, you know, he was asked last night, in fact, in post-game Zoom call, hey, are you going to narrow your offerings down or maybe just focus on your fastball changeup? He said, hey, I'm not going to say, you know, what I'm going to do, but assured I'm going to throw the pitches that I have the most confidence in that night, and I'm going to do my best to get those outs, and I'm not going to let, you know, what happens to me, you know, go on to the next day. So it's clear he's already talking to people. He understands the mentality that he has to have to be a closer. I mean, Izzy was, you know, great at that, you know, he could put behind him whatever happened last night and prepare for the next day.
In terms of Carlos going into the rotation, you know, the Cardinals had looked at the fact that they said, hey, come into camp in great shape, you're going to have a chance to be in the rotation. Well, he came into camp in great shape, was having a decent camp, he would have been in the rotation. Then, to his credit, during the quarantine, stayed in great shape, came into camp, summer camp, if you will, and stayed in great shape, and he's earned this. So, true to their word, they're giving him this shot. He's earned this, hasn't he?
Yeah, he really has. And again, show clear about that all along, that they had expectations for him. One of the things that Carlos did was he sent Maddox periodic videos of him on the mound, you know, showing him not only, hey, I'm doing the work, but here is what I'm working on. So it's clear that Carlos, you know, went the extra mile to demonstrate to the staff that he's serious about pitching, serious about starting pitching. And, you know, again, you know, probably better than I do, Dan, the importance of mental preparation and your whole approach. All of these guys are immensely physically talented, but for Carlos, it's about getting his head in the game and getting those 27 outs or as many of them as he possibly can. I mean, there's no doubt about his talent. I mean, the guy was one of the best pitchers in the game from 2015 to 2017. He was selected the All-Star game, you know, two times. Carlos is on. He's clearly among the best five pitchers on the Cardinals staff without a doubt.
So, Brian Walton is our guest from thecardinalnation.com. We've got the rotation, Flaherty, Wainwright, Hudson, Michaelis, Martinez. Mike Shildt has indicated on the 30-man roster, they're going to carry 16 pitchers. How do you see the bullpen shaping up? You could have, potentially, Brian, by my list, potentially you could have five left-handers. That's not far-fetched. How do you think this thing plays out?
No, and specifically you're talking about, obviously, Kim is a closer, Webb and Miller, who both pitched exceptionally well this spring, Cecil, who's trying to learn that new delivery, and then Austin Gomber, who's made the team. And that doesn't even include Genesis Cabrera. I think, you know, the reason that the Cardinals are going to go with 16 pitchers instead of 17 out of the 30 that they initially said that they would probably do is simply because they don't have enough healthy options. I mean, we know Cabrera is not ready. Reyes is not ready. Gallegos is not ready. Now, there's still a chance that Gallegos could be put on the opening day roster, even if he's not completely ready to pitch, Mike Shildt told us last night. But when you start counting the number of people, you get down to the Cody Whitleys, Junior Fernandez, Jake Woodford as guys who are going to make the team, maybe Oviedo as well. But we also have to remember about the 40-man roster. The Cardinals have two 40-man roster spots available right now. If they use one on Whitley or Oviedo, and I think Whitley's the most likely candidate, they probably want to keep one ready for Dylan Carlson whenever he comes up. But he will clearly not open the season on the opening day roster. And, you know, anybody who expected that wasn't paying attention to what Mike Shildt and John Mozeliak have been saying for weeks and months now.
I know you wanted to get into Whitley and Oviedo, service time, 60 games, how this works. It's kind of unique this year, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it really is. But the concept is the same, and that is that players get 6 years of major league service time before they become free agents. They roughly get 3 years before they become eligible for arbitration. But that 6 year time frame is extremely important because obviously that's when a player's earnings go up, but also that they can walk. So teams are motivated to try to keep a player under a full year amount. So that's one of the reasons Carlson is going to be down in Springfield to start the year. But the main reason is, of course, that they want to see O'Neill and Fowler and Bader play every day and see how they do. But in terms of the pitchers are a little bit different. I mean, the expectation is that when Dylan Carlson comes up, he's going to stay up. He's not going to ride the shuttle back and forth to Springfield every week or two. He's going to come up and he's going to start in the outfield every day or pretty close to it. On the other hand, when you're talking about the last guys at the very back of the bullpen, a bullpen that's going to have like 11 guys in it, the Oviedos and Whitleys are there basically to fill jobs probably until the more known guys like Alex Reyes and maybe Gallegos and Cabrera are ready. At some point, those and by the way, also in the background, the roster is going to get cut from 30 to 28 in 2 weeks to 26 in 4 weeks. And so a number of guys are going to go off the roster simply because there's no room for them anymore. And the Oviedos and Whitleys, even if they make the team opening day, they will ultimately get optioned to Springfield at some point in time in the year. When they go down, they have to stay down at least 10 days. That's the rules. And so once they do that, they get sent down once. They will not have a full year of service time this year. So the whole year of control becomes a non-issue, even if they start opening day.
In terms of the bench, where do you see this going? Now, John Mozeliak said three catchers. You got Wieters. Look at him as being a backup catcher, pinch hitter. Same thing with Kisner. You got Yachty. So who else do you see on this bench?
I think the bench is pretty well set. Now, there's a lot of folks who, again, you know, have liked what Austin Dean has done this year and this spring, and he's done extremely well. But the reality is that Rangel Ravelo basically plays the same positions, hits from the same side. You know, basically are very, very similar in players. And Ravelo has no minor league options, and Dean does. And I don't see how there's room for both of them, even with 14 position players. The main question is whether Brad Miller is going to be ready. You know, he's been slowed by this heel/ankle injury. And if he doesn't make the team, Edmundo Sosa is the most likely, again, because Sosa's on the 40-man roster. You know, we've seen Max Schrock play very well as well, but Max isn't on the 40-man, and they're not going to want to burn a roster spot just for a handful of days until Brad Miller's ready. Other than that, really, I think the team is, you know, the roster is pretty well set with the guys that we know.
Taxi squad, you got three guys that'll travel with the team, be with the team at home games. What about the taxi squad? Where do you see that going?
Yeah, that's a great point, Dan. The taxi squad, first of all, does not come into play until the Cardinals go on the road. And the taxi squad are a group of three players, and they are still minor leaguers. So not only are they not counted among the 30, they don't even necessarily have to be on the 40-man roster, but they're extra players to have in reserve. One of them is required to be a catcher, and that person, that one player, the catcher, can also stay with the team at home. So the taxi squad catcher probably is basically going to be like another bullpen catcher, and it could be a guy like Jose Godoy, who's not on the roster, because you know you want the young catchers like Ivan Herrera and Julio Rodriguez to continue to play regularly, and those are going to be the main catchers down in Springfield. The other two guys on the taxi squad, probably a pitcher and a hitter, but you know who knows, but those guys are assigned to Springfield, assigned to Summer Camp South, and they will go back there after every road trip. So those could be different. All of them, the taxi squad players, could be different each road trip. But think of them as just minor leaguers who are traveling with the major league team. They're not on the team unless an injury occurs and they get at it.
I'm fascinated with the Springfield satellite camp, if you will. I'm not sure there's a better guy to run that than Jose Oquendo. Would you agree?
Absolutely, and he's got the coordinators from the pitching and hitting side from the organization, Tim Levesque and Russ Steinhorn, respectively, helping him. They also have a catching instructor as well in Roberto Espinoza. So they've really got all the bases covered with a relatively small staff. You know, that right now, you know, initially they're starting with like 16 guys or so, but as the Cardinals, you know, cut down the roster after today's exhibition with Kansas City, and then as the injured players get more healthy, then, you know, that camp will continue to grow. And the goal there is to run this summer camp south in Springfield pretty much like they ran summer camp in St. Louis. And that means, you know, workouts, individual instructions, batting practice, but also some number of intra-squad games. They'll have enough critical mass of players that they can have two teams, and that's important because, again, there's kind of two benefits, two reasons to have this summer camp. One, the primary one is to have guys ready to step into the major leagues when needed, but also there's a number of young guys like Walker and Wynn, the draft picks from this last draft, who they want to get some experience in the professional game and some individual instruction, which spending a couple months in Springfield will definitely enable that.
You know, people ask me all the time, what's going to separate the Cardinals in the 60 games? I say pitching, and I say defense. I love what they're doing defensively. I love Wong up the middle. He's looked fantastic. What do you think? What are the pluses and the minuses as we wrap it up here with Brian Walden?
Well, I think I think you're absolutely right. It's going to be pitching and defense again, and you've got to hope that they have enough offense, and there's definitely concerns about the outfield. I mean, anytime your outfielders are probably in your last three spots in your batting order, that's going to, cause some concern. So those guys have got to step up in whatever combination they end up being to help the offense. But I think the defense could even be stronger if Tommy Edman becomes a semi-regular third base. We know Matt Carpenter, is very solid, but he's not a Gold Glove winner. His arm isn't that strong. And the defense could actually be improved with Tommy Edman playing more regularly at third base. And we certainly know about DeJong and Wong. I think Paul Goldschmidt is really, really overlooked in terms of the rock solidness that he demonstrated last season to really bring that infield together.
Finally, what are you working on at thecardinalnation.com?
Well, we're continuing to provide information about these games, these camp games, both on the main site and the forum. We'll certainly be analyzing the roster changes as they occur. And as we get more information about how hopefully media will get access to summer camp down in Springfield, we'll have a reporter there if we possibly are allowed to. And we'll be having regular reports from the satellite camp as well.
That's Brian Walden of thecardinalnation.com.